just take him by the hand and say, I loose you. The Bible said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Say, I loose you. Whether it's doubt, fear, unbelief, depression, whatever you're struggling with right now, just tell, I loose you in the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, you've been loosed, act like it. They just set you free, whether it was emotional, financial, physical, whatever situation it was, somebody just loosed you in the Holy Ghost. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. You don't have to go back to your seats. Those of you that are in your seats, take your Bible. If you're not in your seats, stay up here. There's no need to go back to your seats. I'm going to preach maybe for a few minutes. I don't know. I may just read my text, but I'm going to just give you what's already happening in here. I didn't walk in here with this on my mind that one of the men come up and said, Brother Super, what's on the menu? I said, how would I know? I'm not the chef. I don't have a clue. But the Holy Ghost knows how to set up a service. Tonight is deliverance night. Last night was healing. Tonight is deliverance. God is going to deliver people from a spirit of torment, spirit of depression, spirit of confusion, spirit of fear. There are spirits of hell that have lied to you, that have mocked you, that have tormented you. There is deliverance from addictions. There is deliverance from unnecessary pills and crutches. There is deliverance from people that are addictive in your life. There are people you need to be disconnected from. There are circumstances you need to be disconnected from. And God wants to loose you. First Samuel chapter 22. Say, in between the giant and the throne, in between your calling and your commissioning, in between your appointment and your positioning. See, you can be appointed by God and not yet be in the place that God has put you. You can have a promise from God and not yet have gone through the process. Some of you are in the middle of the promise of the process, and you don't understand why you're going through all the trouble you're going through. You've got to learn how to survive the process before you can sit on the throne. Many of you think that you're going through an attack of the devil when all you're going through is the divine process to fulfill the promise that God has put in your life. That, yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Am I talking to anybody? Many times we get confused in the transition. I mentioned last night in the office to Pastor Sutton after service, and I feel to tell you this. There is a frustration of transition in this church. You are living in between two worlds. You are coming out of your past, going into your future. When God establishes a church, church growth experts, who most of them don't have the Holy Ghost, but they do say that a church will go through three different congregations before it will finally establish a group of people that are willing to ride the river and buy into the vision of the man of God. I feel in the Holy Ghost that God has established some people in Birmingham who have come through the fire, who have come through the struggle, and you don't understand what this neutral zone you've been living in is. You say, I don't understand, Brother Suber. We don't seem to be on the level that we were years ago. Let me explain something to you. You have to survive, and God has to establish you and settle you and test you and prove you to see if you're going to survive the test and submission and say, I don't care what happens. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going through. I'm here to stay. I'm putting my roots down. And then when he finds that you are willing to stay in this thing, even when it's not going in the direction you think it ought to, even when you're discouraged, even when you're depressed, even when you're going through hell and you throw up your hands and say, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. When he sees you have that sort of commitment, then he can begin to pull you into the next dimension. What a lot of people don't understand is David was just as anointed when he slew the giant as he was when he became king. But he was not yet mature enough to handle the responsibility that was going to come upon him. That's why his hand held the sword of Goliath in his hand. He cut the giant's head off with it, but it was years before he got the sword back because he had to grow into the level of maturity to be able to handle all the time what he just tasted. Is it possible possible that God is about to put on you everything that you have had just for a few moments. There's been seasons of months where you had many souls come in, then it lifted. There's been seasons when there were many miracles, then it lifted. There's been seasons when there was financial blessings, and then it lifted. But could it be that God let you taste it to test you? That God let you taste it to test you. And now that you have survived the test of faithfulness, He is now going to put it back on you, everything that hell has taken from you. I've come to take back what the devil has stolen it. Oh, slap somebody and say, is he making any sense? See, there's many that don't understand. These are they that overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You never understand. You will never have a mess edge until you can age through a mess. You will never have a mess edge until you can survive a mess. It is only the people that can mature in God in the middle of a mess and can grow in God and worship in the middle of a mess. Praise in the middle of death. Worship in the midst of sickness. Give glory to God in the midst of bankruptcy. It's those kind of people that can age in a mess. Then you'll have a message and be able to overcome by the word of your testimony. Say, frustration of transition. Is it possible that what you have been feeling is the frustration of two dimensions warring against each other? And you need to get mature enough that everything that's going on is not about you. Just because you're struggling doesn't mean it's about you. Could it be that there's a corporate battle going on? And some of you are so, oh God help me, you are so egotistical. You think that every little problem has to do with you and your life and your money and your family. I wish you could understand it may not be about you. It may be about the corporate destiny of this church. And God is trying to get everybody on the same level at the same time, because the ground is always equal at the cross. And if He can get us broken at the foot of the cross, then He can take us beyond into a new dimension. Am I making any sense? So it could be that the frustration that is here is the frustration of transition, because you are leaving where you've been to get where you're going. And in the in-between time between the giant and the throne, David, chapter 22, David, say David, therefore departed thence and escaped. When you are in between the giant and the throne, in the meantime, you will have to escape and run for your life. Am I talking to anybody? You have a destiny of miracles. You have a destiny of revival. You have an anointing. You've had dreams and you had visions, but you feel like you're just hiding out right now, just coming to church, just sitting on the pew. Brother Super, I've won souls. I've had miracles. I've seen God move, but here lately, I'm in a dry spell. David had to escape in a cave. Escape to the cave of Adullam. The word Adullam means pit or a hole. And when his brethren and all his brethren house heard it, they went down thither to him, and everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, say distressed, debt, discontented. I could preach right there. Who's in debt? Wave at me. Who's discontented? Wave at me. Who's stressed out? Wave at me. God's about to give you a word up in here tonight. That's what we're going to deal with in here tonight. There is deliverance in this house over those that are distressed, discontented, and in debt. And they gathered themselves unto him. Skip down to verse 5. And the prophet Gad, the word Gad in the Hebrew means good news. Say good news. And the prophet, good news, said unto David, abide not in the hold, or literally in the hole, H-O-L-E. Depart, get thee into the land of Judah. You already know, if he's your preacher, that Judah means praise. Good news said, get out of the pit and go into praise. Get out of the hole and get into praise. Good news said, get out of the hole and get into praise. Then David departed. Say, then David departed. If you're ever going to get to the throne, you got to get out of the cave. There are some of you here that yes, you had to get into the cave to survive. If you haven't gone into your hole, you wouldn't have made it to this far. There's a time to get in and there's a time to get out. There's a time to hide and there's a time to war. And I've come to preach to this church for a few minutes. I'm coming out with my hands up. I'm coming out with my... you're not hearing me. There's a spotlight of the Holy Ghost on somebody, arresting you in the spirit, saying, come out with your hands up. Come out in your praise. Come out with your worship. Come out with your adoration. Oh, clap your hands and give him praise. I thank you. I don't feel like sermonizing, but I do feel like preaching a few minutes. I didn't come to preach to the perfect Pentecostal. I didn't come to preach to the man whose family is all together or the woman who's got it all together. Got your hair in the right place, got your dress creased, got your perfume on, come in here looking all special. I come to preach to somebody that said everything is falling apart around me. I don't understand it. The more I pray, the worse it gets. The more I worship, it seems like the less I'm seeing. And I'm living in a pit. I'm living in a hole. I'm living in a cave. I'm surrounded by people that are negative and depressed and downtrodden. I'm surrounded by people that every time I get next to them, all I hear is negative. But I know in me I am anointed. I know in me that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I have not doubted my calling, but I don't understand why. If I don't stay in my cave, I'm going to get my head cut off. God sent you a prophet tonight, and I come to tell you it's time to come out with your hands up. It's time to get into praise. Because when David come out of the cave, he never went back into hiding. He never went back into isolation. Once he decided, there is a season to hide. There is a season just to be a neutral. There is a season to go through the transition. Am I preaching to anybody that would say, I've been going through transition. I've been going from being a new convert to a mature believer. I've been going from a street person to a preacher. I've been going from a prostitute to somebody that is respected in the community. I'm going from a drug addict to a worshiper. I'm going from an alcoholic to an anointing. And I've had to go through a season where I've had to work on my stability. I've had to work on paying my bills, loving my family. I've had to work on learning how to just dress right and put deodorant on and brush my teeth and worry about the normal stuff. And I'm getting frustrated because I'm not seeing a lot of supernatural stuff. I killed a lion. I killed a bear. I killed a giant. But now it looks like I'm just hiding out. I come to tell somebody, God is bringing this church out of the cave. And the supernatural promise of God, the supernatural destiny of God, the supernatural anointing of God is being loosed. Hey! Ooh, I feel like dancing. Who am I talking to in here? You're distressed. You're discontented. Any apostolic anointing, any church that is truly anointed, even ministry when they are truly anointed, even when they feel that they're at their deadest and they're at their worst, they will attract people that are distressed, discontented, and in debt. In this room tonight, when you feel that, Brother Suber, I know there's a revival that we haven't seen yet. I know there's a dimension that we've only tasted. Wave at me. But in the middle of you not even thinking you've got there yet, there are people that have been drawn to this church that are distressed, discontented, and in debt. And God has got to heal them first before you can get to the next level. David had to prepare those people in the cave. His army, his mighty men, didn't come by accident. He trained them. He trained them in the cave. They didn't just happen. His mighty men just didn't materialize. They were in-laws and outlaws. And he said, I'm not going to waste this opportunity. I'm going to train you in a cave. I'm going to prepare you in a pit. Let me hit the devil right now. What some of you have thought you've been wasting your time. This preacher's been getting you ready in the middle of a cave, in the middle of a battle, in the middle of an attack, in the middle of a warfare. We're not going to waste this time. I will indoctrinate you. I will prepare you. I will get you ready. Who am I talking to? In the middle of attack, the anointing's been preparing you. The word has been quickening. Touch somebody and say, don't waste your cave. Don't waste your cave experience. Where do you think those mighty men came from? Where do you think those warriors came from? They survived the cave. Brother Sutton, I honor you because a true apostolic leader trains people for the future even when they're fighting hell. A true apostolic church trains people for their destiny. He tells you this isn't all there is. There will be a church in Alabama bigger than 300. There will be a church in Birmingham bigger than 1,000. There will be a church that is interracial and that reaches every kind of people, the rich and the poor, the drug addict and the preacher. There will be a church. There will be a miracle center. There will be a place where traditional Pentecostals can worship with brand new converts, where old elders can shout with new drug addicts. There will be, I'm telling somebody. And it took killing the giant to get here. It took killing a bear to get here. It took killing a lion to get here. But I don't understand why I gotta live in the meantime. I don't understand, Jesus. If you were the Son of God, God manifest in the flesh, why were you born of a virgin? And why were you laid in a manger? I don't understand why the wise men had to bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I understand because it's because God knew that the devil was going to run the promise to Egypt. And he said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to provide for myself a way to live. Give me some gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and I'll sell it, and I'll have a miracle in the meantime, and I'll live in Egypt, and Mary and Joseph will have enough money to survive in the meantime until it's time to come back into my destiny. Who am I preaching to in here? You've been living in the meantime. You've been living in Egypt. You've been living in a cave. You've been living in the middle of two worlds, in the middle of two destinies. If God had given you what he put in your spirit when he first told you, you would have already self-destructed. There's some of you hadn't even got your marriage stable till recently. You haven't even got your mind stable till recently. There's some of you just now getting your life skills ready to match your spiritual skills. And God does everything decently and in order. So what he has done is he has allowed a meantime in the spirit. Pastor, I wish I had time to run this by you before I started preaching. He has allowed a meantime in the spirit in this church to where in the meantime, those that just came here to see the show have sifted out. Those that were just coming here for the music have sifted out. Those that were just coming here because there was nowhere else to go have sifted out. But in the meantime, there's some of you that said, I got nowhere else to go. I don't have anywhere else to run to. My family has forsaken me. My friends, where else am I gonna go? Where would I go but to the light? I have no place else to go. I've left my past. I've left my tradition. I've left my doctrine. I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have anywhere to turn. This is all I've got, David. Hide me in the cave. But I hear a word from the Lord. Come out and go to Judah. Come out with your hands up. Come out. Somebody ought to raise your hands right now. That spirit of discontentedness, a spirit of depression, a spirit of distress, I rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. Come on, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, somebody. Distress, stress, stress. Discontent. Stress and discontent. Stress and discontent. Stress and discontent. Am I preaching to anybody that's been distressed lately? Raise your hand. Both of them in the air. Somebody that's been discontented lately, raise both hands in the air. Now, Father, by the word of faith, by the power that is in the word of God, mixing the logos with the rhema, I speak creative energy and life and deliverance now. This is a night for deliverance. Get it. You can be delivered in your mind. Now, hey, Abosha, you can be delivered in your mind. Come on, girl, raise your hand. Delivered in your mind. Hey, Abosha. Delivered in your emotions, delivered in your feelings, delivered in your mind. Now, in the name of Jesus, every shackle, every thought, every tormenting confused spirit of confusion. Spirit of confusion. You're coming off, my brother. He has a destiny in him, but the enemy has tried to deter it and delay it. Go! My God, hit Tamasha. Praise him right now. Praise him right now. Praise him right now. Jesus. Loose every shackle. Loose every chain. Loose every devil, you are a liar. Everything from the past that's trying to come back to destroy my brother. The spirit of hell that's trying to backlash and bite him and put venom. Go. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus' name. Distress go. Distress go. Heaviness go. Oppression go. Fear, here it goes, sis. Now. Hey! There you go. Praise him. Praise him. Give him praise. Give him praise. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he has done. Yeah. It's victory right there. Somebody pray. He's coming out. He's coming out. He's coming out. Is there anybody here wrestling with an addiction? Anybody here wrestling with sin? You can come out right now if you throw your hands up and begin to praise him. I'm coming out into Judah. I'm coming. What about loose? Hey, tell Moshe. Do you feel deliverance? Do you feel deliverance? Do you feel deliverance? Look at your neighbor and say, can he skip his sermon? I'm going to skip my sermon and go to where I want to get. Say, Acts chapter 16. The Bible tells of a great earthquake. But the earthquake couldn't happen until God put the dynamite in the right places. The Bible said that God picked up Paul and Silas from the middle of revival and put them in a hole, put them in the prison, put them in the innermost, which means the pit, the dungeon, the bottom of the prison. If God has picked you out of a shouting service and put you in the darkness of a dungeon, don't you have enough revelation to know that if you're going to blow a bridge up, you got to put the dynamite on the bottom? If you're going to have if you're going to have an explosion, if you're going to have a breakthrough, why am I going through this? Why did my husband leave me? Why are my kids backslid? Why am I struggling on the job? Because God knows when you start praising him anyhow. God knows when you start praying anyhow. There's going to be a shaking. There's going to be a shaking. And he's got you in the very place. I wish you would hear me. He's got you in the right place at the right time. Am I making any sense? If we were going to go rob a bank, I wouldn't set the explosives two blocks over. I would go put the explosives right in the bottom of where the safe was, because I would strategically place it that when it blows up, it shakes something loose. Could it be that God has put somebody in here next to an impossible tight situation? You're married to a man that would never get saved until you blow up. You got kids that'll never be delivered until you explode. You're working in a place that'll never be set free, but God put you in the strategic place at the strategic time. You can suck your thumb and be contented, or you can say, I'm coming out with my hands up. I'm K-A-A-A. You can moan and groan. You can be negative and gossip and gripe. You can criticize, hey, yeah. Or you can say, yeah, you know, he slay me. Yet will I trust him. Get that chair over here. I need that chair. Quick, 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 quick. Now stay with me. You got to get this. Paul and Silas say they've been beaten. They had been rejected. They had been put in prison. The innermost part of the prison, which is the dungeon. Their hands were in stocks. They were bound hand and foot. But even when you're bound, you can praise. Don't tell me, well, I can't worship there. I don't feel liberty. What about the demoniac? When Jesus came to the shore of the Gadarene, not a legion of devils could keep him from falling down and worshiping and saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. There's not a devil in hell. I don't care what you're addicted with. The devil isn't big enough to keep you from praising. There's not a devil in hell big enough to keep you from coming out. If you want to come out, you can come out tonight. If you want to be free, you can be free tonight. If you won't lose from lust and pornography and spirits of hell. If you want to be free from addiction and suicide, you can be loose tonight. I wish you'd praise him. I wish somebody would praise him. High five somebody. Say, I choose to come out. I choose to come out. I choose to come out. With my hands up. With my hand. Hell yeah. With my hands up. Paul and Silas, they prayed. Some of you need to learn. You don't need to try to praise until you can pray through. Because you may have a little bitterness in your heart. You may have a little worry in your heart. I don't like that guy that hit me with that stick. I don't like my husband cussing me out. I don't like what they did to me. But if you pray through, when you break through in prayer, you can begin to sing praises. I'll trust you. I'll depend on you. I worship you. I love you, Jesus. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. And they begin to praise. Oh, I wish I was preaching to somebody. And when they begin to praise, the Bible said an earthquake came. Now hold on. I could hoop you. We could preach that a while, but everybody preaches that. I want to preach something everybody don't preach. I want to know why, when the jailer was about to kill himself, why could Paul say, don't hurt yourself, we're all here. Those other prisoners were loose too. The Bible said that everyone's bands were loosed and everyone's doors were open. Let me submit to you that the only people that were expecting a breakthrough were those that were worshiping. And the other prisoners had become professional prisoners. They had become so accustomed to their barrier, so accustomed to the darkness, so accustomed to the chain, that when the liberty came, they didn't even move their hand. They just sat there. Hi, hey. Their door was open. I've had this attitude 20 years, and I've heard better preachers than that fat guy from Louisiana for, and I've been better churches than this for, and ain't nothing ever happened for me, and I come this way and I leave this way. Yeah, you probably will. Their eyes had become accustomed to the dark. They didn't even see the gate open. And they had become so accustomed to being in bondage. But the ones that got free were those that tested it. I believe that any of them could have come out. Any of them could have escaped if they would have just raised their hands and came out with their hands up. Am I preaching to anybody? You become so accustomed to your sickness, so accustomed to your depression, so accustomed to your problem, so accustomed to your environment, that when the earthquake comes, you don't even know there's been a miracle because you're in the same dimension. But I'm telling you, raise your hands right now. Begin to leap for joy right now. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Yeah. Ooh, that's it. Get it. Loose right now. There you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm coming out tonight, Father, tonight, off of her mind and off of her emotions and off of her spirit. Go. Hey. Hey. I'm coming out with my hand. Just back up a little bit. Is it possible to be loosed and not know it? Is it possible to be in the atmosphere where there is deliverance and not receive it? Because you become so accustomed to being bound, you don't even test. That's why people laugh at me when I'm praying for people, when I move them or move their hand or I kind of hip them or kind of pop them. And people say, oh, Brother Subi, you're kind of crazy. All I'm doing is trying to get you to test something. And it shocks people when they test it and it's gone. People, if you don't test it, they can walk away and never know they've been healed, never know they've been delivered. And I'm looking at people tonight. We're going into a new dimension, not just physical, but mental and spiritual and emotional. There's a spirit of deliverance here. Move out of the way. I need some room up in here. I want to know if I'm preaching to anybody that says I've got it in my spirit, I've got it in my body, but I need to get it in my mind. I feel the anointing. I know this is right, but I've been through a dry spell. I've been living in a cave. And preacher, it does something to you when you're fellowshipping with bats. It does something to you when you're living in the meantime and you're speaking your destiny and people make fun of you. You're talking about what you're going to do and people think you're crazy. You're trying to live in the future, but you're handling the failures of your past. And it's hard living in a cave. But I received the word tonight, and tonight is the night I come out. Tonight is the night. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Tonight is the night that I come out with my hands up. I'm not preaching to everybody, but am I preaching to anybody that'll trust me enough to say, I'm coming up here now. My mind's going to be cleared now. My emotions are going to be cleared now. Here it comes, sis, like chains coming off your mind. It's going to be literally like shackles breaking off your heart, breaking off your spirit. Hurt, confusion, bitterness, fear. There goes. My God, get it, get it, get it. I loose you. I loose. Hey, I loose you. Come on, press on in. They are very deep. Just press in, press in. Get up here right now with your hands up. Press in, press in, press in, press in, press in. Come on, press in. Everybody that feels what I'm saying. Preacher, is this all right, Pastor? Yeah. It's emotional. Anybody else, just get on up here. See, I said it's not for everybody. Don't be embarrassed if it's not for you, but don't you dare be embarrassed if it is for you. Don't you dare feel like the devil's telling you, oh, you're too spiritual. You've been in this church too long. You ought to be more mature than this. Baby, this has nothing to do with maturity. This has to do with going to the next level. This has to do with going to the next dimension in God. This has to do with emotion. Come on, now. Father, now, you know it. I pray, loose this mind. Satan, you're a liar. You're a liar, and you have confused her and tormented her and held her back. You have held her back from a deliverance and an anointing and a future. Raise your hand. Here it comes. Here it comes. I loose you now. I loose you now. Now. Tonight's my night. Tonight's her night to come out. Tonight is her night to come out. Urabasha. Eketa under ototo. Ototo ramayada. Oh Lord, it's happening. Now look at me. I want you to look at me in the eye. If I feel led to come to you, I will. If not, don't worry about it. This is a corporate anointing. Last night was individual. This is corporate. When I speak the word of faith, things are going to begin to happen. I'm going to ask you, when I give the word of faith, I want you to throw your hands up. And when you do, I want you to literally visualize that shackles are falling off. I want you to literally visualize, because this church is going to a new dimension. There will be a ceiling lifted. Sunday, you will notice there will be a ceiling. A depth of worship is about to enter up in here. You have been battling with a ceiling in your praise and your worship. You're reaching a level and not breaking beyond it. But there is a ceiling that is about to be lifted when the Spirit... There's a ceiling being lifted. Do you feel it? Can you feel it happening in here? Can you feel it happening in here? I'm about to give the word of faith, and when I do, I want you to come out. Now, Father, according to your word, it is not your will that your people be despondent, depressed, distressed, delayed, or denied. I come to loose the destiny upon new life in Birmingham, Alabama. Father, I pray for the apostle of this house and his family. I pray for every leader, every musician, every teacher, every elder, every deacon. I pray that you would elevate and that you would bring them out of this transitional time into their destiny now in the name of Jesus. Raise your hands and come out. Raise your hand now. Depression go now. There goes depression now. Hopelessness now. Confusion now. Division go now. Spirit of heaviness, go now. Spirit of confusion, go now. Some of you wrestling with the past, spirit of carnality and worldly, I break it now. You're wrestling with things of your past. Reject it and raise your hands and go on. Reject it and raise your hands and go on. I'm going to the next level. I'm going to the next level. I'm going to the next level. I'm going to the next level right now, my sister. Now, Kayabos. Coming out, coming out. She's coming out. Tonight's my night. Tonight's I'm coming out. It's breaking off of me and I'm coming out. It's breaking off of me and I'm coming out. It's breaking off of me and I'm coming. Here you go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out wherever you are. Come out wherever you are. Loose myself. Loose her. It's happening. Yeah, yeah, come on, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. If you feel it breaking, begin to worship. If you can feel the shackles coming off your hands, begin to worship. If you can feel the shackles coming off your mind, begin to worship. If you can feel the shackles coming off your mind, begin to praise Him. If you can feel the liberty literally taking place in your spirit, Father, now. Hold on. Hey. If you are sensitive to the Spirit, if you are sensitive to the Spirit, you can feel a shift now. We are going from a level of worshiping in our flesh to where there is a spirit of peace. There's a depth of God that just began to roll in here. Can you feel it, Pastor? There's a transition here. It's not just you worshiping and you warring and you fighting, getting to the next level. But now that we are breaking through, there is a river of God beginning to be beginning to unleash right now. Just keep your eyes closed. Pray in the Spirit. There's a river of God. There's a depth of God. There's a peace of God. There is a peace and an authority and a there's a peace of God. There is an anointing of God. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. It's happening, 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 it's happening. In the name of Jesus, it's happening. In the name of Jesus, seal it in their minds and emotions. Every confusion, right now, every question, seal it. Now, Kusha. The anointing's going deep right now. I can feel the anointing is going deep. Keep your hands raised. Shackles are falling right now. There's a depth of the Holy Ghost. There's a depth of the anointing. Spirit of the Lord, loose now. Angels of the Lord encamp around about us. Angels of the Lord encamp around about us that fear thee. Remove the ceiling, remove the ceiling, remove the ceiling. Deep down in your spirit, there's a spirit of repentance coming. Let the tears begin to flow. I loose tears. I loose travail. Let the spirit of repentance begin to loose you. Many of you will begin to repent. A spirit of brokenness will come upon you because you're going to another level. You're going to another dimension. I'm coming out in worship. I'm coming out in praise. I will submit. I will surrender. I'm coming out in surrender. Not my will, but thy will be done. I surrender my will, my plan, my methods. I surrender what I want to what you want. Feel that? That's the depth of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's the depth of God coming in here. Now here comes Jesus. Lord, in her spirit, in her mind. Peace. 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 Here I close. Deliverance is here. Peace. I speak peace. Raise your hands. Here comes peace. Peace over your finances. Peace over your family. Peace in your emotions. Peace. Peace. Liberty now, Spirit of the Lord. Can anybody feel it? Can anybody feel yourself going to the next level? Can you feel shackles falling off of you? Halama rebes no unte ibroto no kotai tekete teramunda. Please don't miss this. Please don't miss what God's doing here.
There is such a depth of the anointing beginning to be released, and you're feeling just peace, just to carry you away. Just rest in the Holy Ghost. 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 Let me tell you where we're at. And this is where we're going. I was in the airport Saturday flying to somewhere, Memphis, somewhere. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I could not go to the next level. I could not ascend until I finished. But he said, I could not say it is finished until I said, Father, forgive. He began to teach me, and I went back to the life of Joseph all the way through, that on every level you will be attacked and you will go through things in every phase of your life and on every level. And you cannot go to the next dimension until you forgive and release everything that has hurt you on that level. He said, I could not say it is finished until I could say, Father, forgive. Tonight there is an ending. Your pastor and God will send you other men of God. They'll deal with your future. God sent me here. I wish I had a tombstone. I've come to deal with an ending. We're going to finish an era in this church. There's a finishing about to happen. And the finishing can't happen every eye closed until you forgive. I just want you to close your eyes. Has anybody been wounded or hurt in this phase since you got saved, or in this phase of revival in the last 2 or 3 years? Has anybody in the church, out of the church, whatever, have you been wounded? Have you been hurt? Have you been rejected? Have you been neglected? Has something been stolen from you? Has something been taken from you? Have you been mistreated, maligned? Raise your hand. Nobody looking but the men of God. Just raise your hand. I want to see. Do you have reason to be bitter? Is there a logical reason? Lord, there's a depth of the Holy Ghost in here. Just every eye closed. Just think about it. Before we go any further, just think about it. Do you have any reason? Now, I know your pastor's preached this. Look at me. I know you've heard this preached probably a lot. But Joseph's father refused to bless his eldest son because he named his eldest son forgetting Manasseh. Joseph had to forget, say Manasseh. He had to forget, and then his second son was named Ephraim, which means fruitful. He had to forget before he could be fruitful. He could never go to the next level. He couldn't go from a prison mentality to a palace mentality until he was able to forget his past and go into his future. Tonight, there's a spirit of Manasseh. God wants to let you forget and let go and forgive. This is going to be difficult. Some of you won't want to do this because you like having your bitterness. You like holding on to your excuse because the reason I act this way, the reason I feel this way is somebody wounded me. If you want to hold on to that and stay where you are, that's fine. But somebody's here that says, you know, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. I would rather be blessed than be bitter. I would rather be blessed than be bitter. I would rather go on than to stay here. I've had all there is to do here.